HarperCollins Children's Books presents Lottie Luna and the Giant Gargoyle by Vivian French. Read by Josephine Arden. Chapter 1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, darling Ma.
Lottie bounced into the breakfast room and flung her arms around her mother. Queen Mila, who was sprinkling sugar on her breakfast porridge, looked at Lottie in surprise.
That's very nice of you, dear. Is there any special reason why you're so cheerful?
Lottie dropped her school bag on the floor and sat down.
I'm happy, that's all. It's a Monday, and it's a school day, and I love going to school.
Boris, Lottie's older brother, snorted.
Oh, yeah. I suppose everyone makes a fuss of you just because you're a princess. But I'll tell you something, Lottie. If you were an ordinary kid, nobody would take any notice of you at all.
That's so not true.
Lottie jumped to her feet, her cheeks pink with anger. But before she could say anything more, Queen Mila interrupted.
That's a very unkind thing to say, Boris.
The Queen put a large bowl of porridge in front of him.
Lottie has a lovely personality. She'd make friends anywhere. Lottie, dear, did you want porridge or toast? Toast, please.
Lottie took a deep breath and sat down again. Her knees felt wobbly because she had so nearly told her brother the truth, that only her very best friends at school knew she was a princess. All her other classmates thought she was as ordinary as they were, and that was exactly the way Lottie wanted it to be. She made a face at Boris and rescued the butter from underneath her father's newspaper. King Lupo grunted and went on reading.
Someday we must come and see this wonderful school of yours, Lottie, Queen Mila said as she settled down to her own breakfast. Will there be an end-of-term concert, do you think?
Lottie blinked. It had never occurred to her that there might be such a thing, and she hoped very much that there never would be. If there was, how could she keep the fact that she was a princess a secret?
I don't think so, she said. Nobody's ever mentioned one.
Boris snorted again.
Well, if there is, don't expect me to come.
You wouldn't be asked,
Lottie snapped back, and she ate the rest of her toast as quickly as she could before picking up her school bag and heading for the door.
Bye, Ma! Bye, Pa!
And with a final glare at her brother, she hurried out, followed by Jaws, her pet bat. Still cross with her brother, Lottie ran as fast as she could along the path, Jaws flying above her. As she came hurtling out of the woods and onto the path that led to Shadow Academy, she saw her two best friends were waiting for her by the gates. Wilf and Marjorie were waving madly, and Lottie ran even faster.
Wow-wee,
Wilf said as Lottie skidded to a halt beside them.
I've never, ever seen you go as fast as that, and I've seen you run loads of times.
Lottie grinned. She had been born when a lunar eclipse coincided with a full moon, and as a result, she had been gifted with extraordinary strength, amazing eyesight, and incredibly acute hearing. All Lottie wanted, however, was to be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?